Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, May the 9th, and our two topics today are Dancing with Missouri Stars and Healthy You. Let's start off, actually, they'll both keep you healthy. Dancing is good exercise. Let's start with Healthy You. We have Dawn Turnauer with us from MU Healthcare to tell us about Healthy You. What is Healthy You?
Well, Healthy You is an initiative to help people really take control of their health. At MU Healthcare, our mission is to advance the health care of all Missourians. And a lot of times, we do that by taking care of sick people. But what we realized is that if we start to reach maybe every two out of three Missourians are overweight or obese, so we thought, well, maybe if we can reach some of that population, we can really make a difference, and maybe they can come see us less because they're sick and really empower them to take proactive steps to better their health.
You're good.
Thank
you're
you.
Good. So what you're trying to do is reach people before they really get sick.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned obese and what else?
Just overweight and obese, two out of three Missourians.
But what's the difference between overweight and obese? Two different categories there?
There is two different categories. Overweight is a little extra weight on your body, and obese is a lot of extra weight on your body.
And how do you know if you're just overweight or if you are obese?
Well, you should probably see your doctor. But one thing that we do know is that overweight and obesity really can have dire effects. It can cause diabetes. It can cause high blood pressure. So if we can take control of our health early, then maybe we can avoid all of those chronic illnesses. And so Healthy You is actually a series of events, for lack of a better term, that we're putting on for the community to really help them take proactive steps to wellness.
Okay. And you're having something tonight.
We are having something tonight.
She was excited about that.
We've got a teaser. But we did actually start Healthy You with a series of Couch to 5K events. And we trained 102 people. We gave them tips and training tools to empower them to do either the J. Dix run or the Go Girl run 5K. So we got them from couch to 5K.
Couch to 5K.
Couch to 5K, 3.1 miles. And then tonight, we actually are bringing in Allie Vincent. She is the season 5 winner of NBC's hit show, The Biggest Loser. Mm-hmm. She was the first female, and she really tells this great story about how she overcame all of her inner demons, and that overeating wasn't about just her love of food. It was actually, she was an emotional eater, and so she was eating for lots of reasons, not just because she was hungry. Mm-hmm. So she is coming to Jesse Auditorium tonight to tell her story, and we've got just a few tickets left, and so I think the easiest thing for tonight would be just come to Jesse if you're interested, and if we have any extra tickets, they'll be at the ticket counter.
Okay, is there a cost for this?
There is not a cost.
It's free.
It is a sponsorship. It's a sponsored event by MU Healthcare.
Okay, so they can't call for tickets ahead of time. They just need to come.
Right. Not since the events tonight. Go ahead and just come. But if you don't want to miss out on any other events that we're doing for Healthy You, we've got this great blog started.
Okay.
And the blog, actually, you can find it on the homepage of muhealth.org. There's a button that says Healthy You, and it's you,
okay.
Not Y-O-U.
Okay.
Click on that button. It'll take you to a blog, and the blog has information from some of our sports medicine physicians. We've got dietitians that have weighed in. We've got a Be There category that has all the different events, whether it's races or events like this Allie thing tonight, about the Allie presentation tonight.
Tonight, where you can just go.
That's right.
You don't have tickets, just go. Okay.
Just go. Stop in at the ticket counter to get your ticket because they are assigned seats.
But okay.
Yeah, just go tonight and then go to muhealth.org and click on the Healthy You button for more information.
We're about out of time, but is there anything that anybody can do listening right now to get started?
To get started. You know, just listen to your body and know that the choices that you make today will impact the quality of your life tomorrow.
Okay. Boy, Dawn Turnauer, you really are good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming
by.
From MU Healthcare, Healthy You. Pleasure meeting you. Now we have Karen Grundy.
Hi, Paul.
Dancing with Missouri Stars. So we go from one health topic, and this really kind of fits in perfectly.
Absolutely.
Because dancing is wonderful exercise.
Yes, it is.
Dancing with Missouri Stars. Tell me about that.
Well, it is a benefit to benefit directly Missouri Contemporary Ballet, which is our professional ballet company here mm-hmm. in Columbia. We are statewide, obviously, professional ballet company. So all of the proceeds go to paying for our dancers and performances and things like that throughout the next season.
And when is Dancing with Missouri Stars being held?
It is May 17th, Thursday, May 17th.
So that's a week and a day from today.
Correct.
So it'll be next week.
That's right.
And where?
It is at the Columbia College Southwell Complex. So it's mm-hmm. a new location this year.
And how many Missouri Stars will be dancing with professional ballroom dancers?
We have 8 celebrity dancers. They are
fantastic.
Would
you care to tell us who they are?
I will tell you, and I had to write them down because I never like to forget.
Okay.
We have Joe Bechtold, Erica B. Shore, Betsy Ferris, Jerry Morrell, Sanjeev Ravipudi, Kathy Ritter, Barbara Tellerman, and our fire chief, Chuck Witt.
Okay. So what do these people have to do to prepare for this?
Well,
do they have to be dancers to start with?
No, we kind of like it if they're not dancers.
Okay.
Because then everybody's kind of on the same field. Now, some of them have had some experience with little different things here and there, but they've been rehearsing for the past 3 months with their professional dancers.
And it's all this twirling and spinning and...
They have to learn 2 different dances.
Okay.
So they have to learn a smooth and a rhythm. And mm-hmm. About a minute and a half to 2 minutes for each one.
And they've been rehearsing for 3 months?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. See, I can't twirl or spin because I get dizzy, so I can never be one of those dancers. So they've been rehearsing for 3 months, and then how are they judged?
Well, then we have 3 judges, but the audience votes for them.
You have an applause meter?
Nope, money. Oh,
okay.
However much money talks.
Mm-hmm, money talks.
However much money they bring in, that is the winner. We also have a judge's choice winner, so that is
Do they get this money before they even do the dancing?
Some of them have gone out and done some side fundraisers to raise money for
They may be lousy dancers, but they come in with the most of the money and they're going to win.
But they do have judge's choice, so that is a judged also.
Okay.
So.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with it. Again, give us a week and a day from today.
Correct.
So
Thursday, May 17th.
Next Thursday, May 17th. Where?
At the Columbia College Southwell Complex. It's the doors open at 6. There are still some seats available at tables, and mm-hmm. we also have general admission. And you can go to our website for more information, which is
www.missouricontemporaryballet.com. www.missouricontemporaryballet.com.
Yes.
And if any of these Missouri Stars approach you for a donation, they're trying to win.
That's right.
They're trying to stack the deck there.
They're trying to win.
Okay. Karen Grundy, thank you so much for
thank
coming.
You.
It sounds
Thanks
like
for
a
having
lot of fun.
Me. It is very
All
fun.
Right. Tomorrow, Voluntary Action Center, and we'll tell you about MS Awareness. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have any suggestions about anything you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And to watch this program or listen to it again or sign up to have it sent directly to your computer, go to kbia.org, sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. See you tomorrow.